Welcome everybody. Shir number 1223. We'll learn today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Ravar Zizel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Rafua Shalema Yehudis Chava Bas Liba Arnina Shtaka Rafua Shalema Psech Shechel Yisrael. Getting back to our Malacha of Goizei's sharing. Okay, so we're trying to finish off Goizei's Bezras Hashem. After this, we hope to start Chayrish, the Malacha of Chayrish, plowing, which applies even though one is not plowing their garden, but applies in many, many different, various different shailas which come up on a weekly Shabbos. Okay, getting back to our malach, an interesting point was brought to my attention in reference to hair. We're talking about hair, pulling out hairs, combing and brushing and all these type of things. But we spoke about in the past in conjunction with the malach of boina, building. We said it will be awesome and rabbanim if you want to spray their hair. We said you can't braid your hair, fine, so that we know. But now also to spray their hair, somebody wants to spray with like a hairspray to stiffen up the hair. We said it was a question of possible question of boina building. So it was brought to my attention an interesting point that there are quite a number of poskim, including Rabbi Shmuel First Shlita from Chicago, who hold that they hold that lemaisa, that which we say you're not supposed to spray your hair. And it could be a problem, it would be a problem of boina buildings only if you're going to be making a new shape. But if it's a question of keeping the shape the way it is, my hair is the way, and my hair is my hair, and that's it. I want to just put a little bit of hairspray on my hair, right? Just to keep it the way it is. I'm not making any new, I'm not putting in new positions or whatever. I just don't want my hair to go flying all over the place, but whatever the case is. So I just want to spray my hair to keep it the way it is. So that would be okay. So again, that was brought to my attention, Mishem Rav Shmuel First. Another poskim, important point to keep in mind. Okay, just moving along. So again, you don't, if the person does spray, keeping it the way it is, not to make new shapes in the hair. That's the important thing. Now, brings down the Sefer, Learning Shabbos in 3 minutes, another interesting thing in reference to spraying hair on page 355. He brings from the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchah. So he says that although to spray hair that will set the hair is not allowed, in the case like we just spoke about in reference to making a new shape in the hair, but just keeping it the way it is, we said, we brought down Poiskim that say it would be okay. But the hairspray that makes the hair smell, let's say just somebody just sprays hairspray on their hair, right? Not on a shaitel, we'll talk about that in a minute, but or on a wig. On a regular hair, they'll spray hairspray, and it's not even a question of they're not making new shapes, or even a case whereby it doesn't keep the shape, it's just there for the smell. So to spray the hairspray that makes a scent, it makes the hair, sometimes a person wants a better smell in their hair, and the hair doesn't smell so good, so it wasn't washed, whatever the case might be, but the hairspray that makes a hair smell, that makes it smell nice and pleasant, may be used, would be allowed to be used on Shabbos, because it is, the hair is considered part of the body. What do we mean by that? Because we've spoken about in the past that one has to be careful, one is not allowed to spray a scent on clothing, right? You can't spray, I have a nice spray, right? Whatever it is, deodorant spray, regular spray, it's a nice scent. I'll spray a perfume spray or whatever, I'll spray it on my clothing, right? You're not allowed to do that. You can't spray perfumes and these things on one's clothing. To spray on your body, you could. Spraying deodorant, yeah, but you can't use stick deodorant, these type of things, right? We spoke about that in the past. But to spray deodorants, one will be allowed to use on their body itself. And now we're seeing also on their hair, but not to do it on their clothing. So he brings down further, however, it may not be used on a shaitel, on wigs, since the wigs, a shaitel is considered, he brings down again on page 355, safe learning three Shabbos in 3 minutes. So he says to spray it on a wig, on a shaitel, would be considered a garment. A regular shaitel and so on is considered a garment, and that would be usher midrabbanan, obviously, like the whole isser of making a garment smell pleasant on Shabbos. So although one could do it on their own head, you could spray on your head, which is the hair is part of your body, on your body itself, of course, just not on your garments and not on a shaitel. That would be also because anything that is not part of the body, one could not spray these nice scented type of sprays. Another interesting thing he brings down on the Ha'ara number 1603, from Rav Eliashiv, he brings down that Rav Eliashiv held that using oil to remove hair, this, I guess, some type of oils that could be smeared on the body. It's not a question of smearing because it's oil, right? It's flowing oil. So, but to smear oil on the body to remove hair, is considered using mamish, using a kli to remove hair. It's an interesting point that he brings down from Rav Eliashiv, that not only they, of course, he can use oil to remove hair. There's a certain type of oils, right? You smear it on and it removes hair, just like wax. Just like you can use wax. If, of course, it goes without saying. You put wax, that these person waxes their body to get rid of their hair. That, of course, you can do. And the same thing, Rav Eliashiv held that using these oils to remove hair, you smear that on. If it's a type of an oil that's made to remove hairs, would be considered mamish like using a kli, a utensil to remove hair. So one has to be careful not to use all these different, anything that's made to remove hairs from the body, uproot the hairs, cannot be used. Now, keeping in mind, just we spoke about last time, one has to be careful not pulling out hairs from the eyebrows, eyelids. Brings on the Sefer Lamentos, Sefer Shabbos Home, page 159. We went through some of these things already. Also, plucking hairs from the nostrils, these type of things. One has to be careful in all these instances. I mean, a person's allowed to blow their nose. Irregular, that's usually, it's not going to be psych ratio. Not automatically hairs are coming out, obviously. But to go ahead and do it, the dafka, these type of things, one has to be careful. Sometimes a person has a piece of a hair from the eyelid or eyelid is, you know, hanging down, maybe bothering them a little bit in their eye. You have to be careful not to pull that out. I mean, we're not dealing with dangerous situations over here, just whatever. It's a little bit annoying. So you wait till after Shabbos and to take care of it then. These are all things, again, hairs, nails, and so on that are, you know, part stuck in the body, and pulling it out runs under the malacha of geizes. Now, we spoke about also last time reference to splinters. Just real quickly to go through the splinter. You have the problem of bleeding, but so if one nose are going to bleed, you have to be careful not to remove it unless it hurts a person a lot. So then we said there's room to be makel to pull it out. I mean, even the truth is a splinter, even if it's just annoying and not really hurting them, as long as if a person knows they won't bleed, they're just pulling it right out, and it's not automatically going to be bleeding, there's a good chance that's probably not going to bleed. I'll pull it right out, and that's it. So that would be, we said that was okay, and that would not be an issue of geizes, because the splinter obviously did not grow on the body. It's not like hair or nails. So in a case in time where one has to remove a splinter, as long as they know they won't make themselves bleed, pulling it out would not be part of the malach of geizes, and to pull it out without making oneself bleed would be okay. So another interesting case brings down the Sefer Shabbos Home. We spoke about the Mishnah Berurah brings down fur coats, right? Because just to go through, read from the Sefer Shabbos Home, page 161, what we spoke about in the Mishnah Berurah, the prohibition of shearing of geizes applies to removing hair from both live creatures and dead ones. And even if even from an animal's hide that has been flayed from its body, right? That's what geizes was all about. Since fur garments are made from fur that is still attached, that's still attached to the hide. In other words, the fur is attached to the skin itself, to the hide. One is forbidden to pluck the hair from any fur. We spoke about pulling out hairs from fur coats, fur hats, fur-lined gloves, and so on. You can't pull out that hair. It's still attached to the skin. It's attached to the original skin. The prohibition applies equally to plucking by hand or by tweezers, like we spoke about. But the point I want to make is, he says, furthermore, just as it's usur to brush one's hair with a brush that has hard bristles, since, right, we spoke about it's inevitable one is going to pull out the hair. And we said even with a soft brush, you have to do extremely lightly, very carefully, whereby it won't be epsecratio automatically pulling out hairs. So too, it's also to brush a fur garment. Somebody has a fur brush, right? They want to brush their strimal, possibly. I don't know exactly how it's made, but this is a strimal that's made from regular fur, and it's still on the skin, however it's made, or fur coat, or these type of things, and they want to just brush it. It should look nice, so that you can do. So too, it's forbidden to brush a fur garment with a brush, whereby automatically hairs will come out. Inevitably, automatically hairs will come out. It's a hard brush, so then you can't brush the coat either. Again, to use a very soft brush, extremely gently, whereby you know that hairs won't come out, so then that would be okay. But just brushing, stump brushing, whereby, you know, hairs will come out, the fur coat, the fur hat, or whatever the case is, using a brush on these items is also, one has to be careful not to do, because of the fact, again, it's a psychratia, automatically, inevitably, hairs come out. Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha kol tov.